Blog Talk Radio.
All right, fellas. What is up? It's like a couple of days after Christmas, so I know everybody had a wonderful time. I hope everybody had a wonderful time. I know I did. New Year's is coming. There's a lot of things to be done. And we're going to talk about how to, not what to do, but how to do it. And I don't know about you, but I'm extreme. I go to the extremes. I mean, not in every instance, but when it's something important to me, I'm going to the extremes. There is, like, nothing I won't do. And I'm going to just kick it about that. But in doing that, I'm never an extremist. See, I go to the extreme in a lot of cases, but I'm not an extremist. So what I'm saying, I'm going to start telling you about each letter of the alphabet. And I'm going to choose them randomly. And I want you to understand, you need to understand why I do these type of things. Now, we're going to start with N. And it's just for no. First, these are the five things that you're just not going to apologize for before I get into the letters. No apologies. This means, you know, I've seen dudes do it. You know, they do something unintentionally. But this is them actually being themselves. And instead of being themselves, they start apologizing. So we're not going to apologize for being yourself any longer. I haven't been doing it, but you got to think about this for the next couple of days and see if you can adopt these things into your persona. Because I'm thinking, why apologize for doing what comes naturally to you? I mean, come on. The second thing is no fear. You guys are so fucking scared of what might happen. Or what could happen. You will no longer fear what people might think about you being your goddamn self. And I know it's pretty fucking scary to wonder how will these motherfuckers receive what I'm doing to represent me. I'm just saying, so you should just be your best you. And the best you should include not being a fuck what somebody think about what you're doing. Now, the third one, no shame. Man, you motherfuckers should stop feeling shame of who and what you are. You a man, you think like a man, and unless you just want to stop being a man, you better keep doing what you're doing. Because, fellas, there is no shame in being a man. Ain't no goddamn shame in looking at that bitch because she fine. I mean, you can't necessarily react on it. But I'm saying shit, man. What they call it, ogling. You can ogle a bitch. I know I do. I ain't ogling her where somebody could see and, you know, it's like automatically see I'm ogling her. But I'm going to look at the bitch. And I'm going to look at the bitch as long as I can see her or until I get enough of looking at her. You know, she walking down the street and I'm at the stoplight. Yeah, I'm going to watch her cross the street, all that fucking shit. I'm a dude. I'm not suppressing it. And the fourth one is no disrespect. God damn it. I don't mean no disrespect because I'm being me. Seems to me you should check yourself. Because why would you let me being me disrespect you? If that's the case, you should just get away from me. You don't want to fuck with me. I'm just saying. You got to be yourself. There are many fucking tricks other motherfuckers going to play on you if you let them to keep you from growing and leaving them where they currently are. So you can't be listening to no motherfucker. Now, the last one is no regrets. You will not regret anything you do, even if it's a mistake. Why would you regret a learning experience? Every learning experience is not plus. Some of them are minus. But what makes them plus is that you learn from it. It's about your mind. You ain't gonna let regret enter your mind as far as what you've done, what the fuck you're thinking about, where you coming from. I mean, all of that. No more regretting that bullshit. The choices you made that's gonna help you be who the fuck you are, or you're not gonna regret losing the so-called friends you had because you being you. I mean, if you and your little friend grew up together from the first grade, and now y'all, you know, 23 or whatever, and this fool's still acting like he's 17, that's on you if you want to stay fucking around with this motherfucker. Because I ain't. I mean, you know, I'm going to say something to the nigga, whoop, whoop. We going to kick it, whoop, whoop. But then if I see he ain't hearing me, I ain't trying to wake up the dead. I'm going to just quit fucking with him because I don't want him back. I mean, this is how I think. Now, these are the five motherfucking no's that you need. You need to incorporate these as in a part of you. Now, you don't have to do it right now. I want you to think about the shit. No apologies, no fear, no fucking shame, no disrespect, and no regrets. You need to implement them as soon as you can. And I'm telling you, it's going to help you see clearer in 2022. Now, the other day, you know, I went to the bank, got me some ones. You know, I'm deciding to go out and do some shit that I hardly ever do. You know, I'm going to get a panhandle a couple dollars each or whatever I deem feasible. And I actually did that and wished them a Merry Christmas and shit. And I got to thinking about this. But you got to understand, I'm talking about extreme. Being extreme. But you cannot be an extremist because you got to know when to be extreme. You got to know when to place these limitations or unlimitations, or no limits. You got to know when. See, I never fucking see a panhandler and feel sorry for them and then give them something. But every single time I ride by them, I think about the goddamn plight. And that damn shit bothers me. It just do. And I ain't saying this because I'm a really good fucking person. I'm saying this because I got feelings. I do not let them control me, though. But that don't mean I'm afraid to experience them. And I'm telling you, I'm at the stoplight, and I see these motherfuckers, and I feel sorry for them. And then I don't get in no money. But the very next one, I do. The very next one after that, I do. But the one I feel sorry for, my bad if that's the case, but I ain't gaining a goddamn thing because, you know, I'm not doing it because I feel sorry. And I ain't going to do it because I ain't going to feel sorry for no motherfucker. Now, that's extreme. But at the same time, saying fuck him don't mean I'm supposed to say fuck everybody else. See, because then I'd be an extremist. So you got to know where to draw the line. You know, I get in whoever a couple bucks and say, hey, Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays or whatever the fuck I say. And the reason I do it is because of the season. It's you know, the giving season, if that's the case. Now, my complex, as far as doing that, is them motherfuckers can stand out there for 5 hours, 6 hours. They can go stand at a job at McDonald's some motherfucking where and start making some money. I think that. And I believe if they wanted to, they could get a job. But it's Christmas. And I claim to be a person not afraid of change. And what I'm saying is, as I'm growing older, I'm leaning towards community. More so these days than in the past. And like it or not, those motherfucking homeless people are part of the community. They part of the community I live in. That's why I got to see them every day. Now, whether I like it or not, I'm going to ride until I run out of ones. I'm going to ride up to each one of them, nasty as they be looking. And I'm going to hand them a couple of bucks. And I'm going to wish them happy holidays. And hopefully, I won't see them motherfuckers buying some illicit drugs or some alcohol or something with this $2. Now, if they do, and it make their holidays happy, who the fuck am I to say what they should do? I gave it to them, now it's theirs. It ain't mine. I shouldn't even worry about it. But this is the kind of crazy motherfucker I am. I'm telling you, I was in L.A. and I'm pulling off the freeway and I get to the stop sign and the stop light. The motherfucker caught me at the light. I'm standing there. This motherfucker's just standing right next to me, looking at me. So I'm saying, damn, the light is taking place. I'm here, man. I get this motherfucker, whatever I gave, a couple bucks. So I go left. And I go to do what the fuck I'm finna do. But then when I get done, I gotta go back the same way I just came. I'm not going to freeway. I'm on Roscoe. And Roscoe and Sepulveda. And as I pass Sepulveda, maybe a block or two down, this motherfucker... this motherfucker... I'm telling you, he was standing in line to buy some shit. Probably some rocks. He probably, maybe my $2 made him have 10. I don't know. But see, shit like that make me against trying to help them motherfuckers. Who the fuck are you helping when you give them some money anyway? Now, what I'm saying is, I know I want to wish all the motherfuckers out there, and all you motherfuckers too, happy holidays, because that's what time it is. But we have to make the holidays happy, because you guys don't realize this now. You're young, but when you get my age, you ain't gonna even want shit. You ain't gonna want no fucking gifts for Christmas. You want to give gifts. You want to see your family get happy on it. You know, your kids, your grandkids, all that shit. But you, what the fuck do you want? That's why you got to be extreme and you got to make choices. They got to be do or die choices, even if there's not a do or die situation. See, different groups and different clubs, organizations, they got standards. Now, these standards, let's say the motherfucking Masons, they got standards. If you don't do what they talking about, you can't be a Mason. You can't kind of do it. You got to do it. So you can do it better than other Masons. That's why they got those degrees. So otherwise, if it's about kind of, if you're on the lowest degree, I guess you're kind of doing it. But you're not. I don't even think you get to take a step up to the degrees unless you're doing it. So these standards help them maintain a certain level of membership. And once they get that level of membership, they want to keep it pure. Now, before I get too far, let me explain to you what I'm saying. Some of it up to this point. See, we are dudes looking for a certain level of respect. Not from people, from ourselves. We want to respect what we think about ourselves when we do, you know, contemplate this or that. As long as we can look at ourselves with respect, we good. We good. So you can't look at yourself. Wait, let's go back to the Masons. The Masons wouldn't be able to look at themselves with the esteem, with the respect they have for themselves and each member, unless they kept being a Mason pure. So everybody they see is, they're like each other, they're pure, they're all about the Masons. So just anybody, you just can't join because you want to join. This is what I'm learning about Sidewalk University. I learned this semester, this past semester, and I'm proving it this coming semester, I'll see. But I'm going to make it exclusive. Just anybody can't get in there just because you got some money. And you know me. You can have $13.50 and say the wrong thing to me, man, fuck you and your money. If you ain't dealt with me, try me. I mean, I need money, but I ain't finna be bought under no circumstances. Now, let me go ahead on and make my point I'm trying to make. You know, we don't want just anybody to join our club. So some of the standards are a little difficult. But you ain't going to just necessarily have it. You might need to develop it. But if you have a certain criteria, you can join. And then when you really show that you about it, you could come in the back to where we have the real meetings. And you could start your progression up the degrees. I think it's 36 of them. That's if you're a Mason. So what I'm saying is, what if you was in a group of high achievers and their rule is you must maintain a grade of 4.0? You got to have that to be in the group. Now, they're not the Masons. The Masons have different rules you have to live up to be a Mason. These are saying you have to be, if that's the case, studious. So you're studious and you get a 3.89. In any other group, 3.89, even the Masons, 3.89, you can get in. We require 4.0 to start getting the degrees. But 3.89 is so close to 4.0, you can join the Masons, and you can come to the meetings that you're able to come to. And once you get your first degree, you can come to a different meeting that they have, and so on and so forth. Look, what I'm saying on the 4.0 tip, unless you get 4.0, you can't fuck around. Now, you can see and believe that you damn near close. And somebody might, you know, this, I'm a Mason, I might bring you with me. And you could come to the doggone a meeting because you are close. I mean, there's rules. Think of this. Bear with me, fellas, because let me tell you something. I ain't going to be talking the fucking pimp shit. Well, I might sometimes. But I'm talking, I'm strictly about Sidewalk University now. But just bear with me and listen to this. Because as a high achiever, and we know 4.0 is perfect, 3.89 is goddamn close. So even though 3.9 is high achievement also, to get in the club, you need a 4.0. Now, let me tell you about a 4.0. Using numbers, anything under 5, you got a motherfucking F. 6 to 7, you got a C. 7 to 8. No. 6 to 7, you got a D. 7 to 8, you got a goddamn C. To 9, you have a B. 9 to 10, anywhere in there, you have a 4.0. Now listen to me, please. If you get 9.1, you're in there because that's a 4.0 grade. Just like if you get a 10, you in there because that's an A. It only requires you to have an A. But in that group of A's, there's an echelon, a higher echelon. If you got a 90 and you still in, but you're at the lower echelon, you know, of that group. They don't treat you bad. It's just that's where you at. But if you got a 99, you up there closer to the top. And if it's a seating arrangement, you're going to be seated accordingly. You're going to accept it because you accept the rules. You accept what it takes to do what you're trying to do. Now, you got it. I mean, you really got to have it the way I'm saying it. You got to really think the way I'm saying it. And you have to understand it. It limits the riffraff. It limits the bullshit. It limits the people fucking your organization up. It limits them. They can't get in because they're not going to do what it takes. They just going to want to get in. They just going to want to get in. Now listen. What good is knowing what level 10 represents if you allow the difficulty to get in to be lowered? I mean, not to get in, to get a 10, to be lowered. What happens when you let the wrong kind of people in? See, things change. That's what happens when people study to learn the difficulty of doing something. They change it. If they can, they change it to make it easier for them. No, that's why when you come to my school, I don't give a fuck what your situation is. I don't care what your explanation is. Life is life. And them homeless motherfuckers I was talking about, just like these high achievers, we got to deal with what comes with us, to us. Now think about this. Understand what I am saying. Look at, let's say, the game. Look at the game and how it has changed. This change ain't good. But it changed because it's not an exclusive club anymore. It used to be exclusive. You had to be a certain kind of person to get in there. Now, anybody can be in it. It's important for us to realize simply because we have heard of something or we have become aware of something, it does not mean it's for you. It doesn't mean it's for you. It seems as if you guys think once you learn a terminology, you have to, like, be it. You can't be you and learn some shit about me that sounds cool without you wanting to change. Man, that's some weak shit. And you guys need to understand it's some weak shit. I know it's the holidays and I really ain't going to have a gang of you motherfuckers on here, but whoever ain't on here finna miss some serious shit because I'm finna kick some shit. You know, see, having game, you know, spitting game to the blah, 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 blah. All of this stuff means something. But when I talk to you guys, you use that sentence, I mean, that word or phrase. And then when I stop you and ask you what do it mean, and you don't even have an idea what it means, but then you make up something. And then I explain to you how wrong that is. Then I tell you what's right. And once you know what's right, I ask you to use it in the same sentence. And they can't. Because if your sentence, if this is talking about staying in your lane, otherwise don't be changing around, changing your man. If this is talking about that, and you use this term talking about putting on your shoes, as long as nobody checks you on it, you can use it. And it sounds like you cool because you done heard that shit too before. But then when the motherfucker actually finds out what it means and you ask them to use it in a sentence, the same sentence that they done already used it in, they can't. See, this is very important. Having game means something. Simp means something. Go-getter means something. Top-notch means something. But to you guys, as soon as you learn what it means, fuck whether or not you qualify to use the goddamn word. You're going to use it anyway. I mean, you got a doggone basketball player. And he talking about, man, you know, I'm going to take my steps, but I ain't no step. And when I get to that third step, my move is woo-woo, whatever. And then he talking to a baseball player. Do you think that baseball player can say he going to take him 3 steps? And then what he going to do? He's going to take them 3 steps. He could be on first base leading to second, so he take 3 steps. I don't trap myself, but I will trap your ass if you listen to me. What I'm saying is you can't just use the shit. And if in that baseball instance I use that because the English words take 3 steps, fuck, it don't mean what this nigga playing basketball said, even though it's the same words. comes and says, this, when you guys don't think of shit like this, it lessens the quality of the word you're using. Each time you give yourself the name King This, or Pimp That, or International This, and you do not qualify to represent that name, every single time you introduce yourself with this name, not only are you going to be a joke, but you're going to lessen the quality of the word. King whoever should have a gang of bitches. Otherwise, he need to have 3-4 apartments, 5-6 bitches, his own spot, and he fucking anywhere he go within that area or wherever that is his. So he got a kingdom, if that's the case. Or he have something that he reign over. He could be named king, because that's what the nigga that named himself king first. That's what he had, a gang of bitches, and wherever he go, whenever he go there, he's treated like the king. King Richard. King Rosebud. I'm saying they earn it. And niggas that fuck with him, yeah, my name King Rosebud. Oh, King Rosebud, nigga, ain't that a bitch? Yeah, okay, King was that tonight. And then you go over King Rosebud house, then it's fly, but ain't no bitches there. And y'all kick it for a minute, and then y'all leave. And he say, you know what, man, I got to go over here and check this bitch for some dough, blah, blah, blah. Nigga go over there, bitch got an apartment, woo-woo, hooked up, blah, blah, blah. You know, nigga get some money, blah, 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 blah. Now, you know, you kind of, I'm checking him now. Nigga got one business and shit. But the nigga get a call from another bitch. Woo, 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 woo. He's still at the other bitch house. Woo, woo, woo. And then, did so-and-so and so-and-so do this? Talking to the bitch about another bitch. In front of this bitch and that bitch. Come on, man. That nigga could be king. Period. That's how you be king. I'm just saying. Motherfucker gonna just take that name. What I'm saying is motherfuckers should have something worthy of making that name. International so-and-so should at least have traveled all over the motherfucking United States, preferably been to some different countries. That's what international is. Lena. Oh, I thought I heard. That's them dogs. Preferably different countries. Now, think, especially if you use the word pimp in your fucking name, man, you should really be doing some pimping. Why would you name yourself something and do not try to live up to what that name means? I'll tell you why. Because when you took it, you made sure it didn't mean shit. That's what you wanted to mean, nothing. So won't nobody think anything about it when you say it's your name. Because John don't mean shit. So many fucking Johns. Andrews. So when you say that, it ain't gonna mean shit. So when you say your name, King, this, international, that, woo, woo, woo. It should mean something, but you guys have stripped the meaning away from it so you don't get checked. You do that because you have no pride in yourself. None whatsoever. And if you motherfuckers is soft, you may as well get off here, because this the shit I'm talking about. You ain't got no motherfucking pride. You've accepted that you a faker. And when your motherfucking ass speak your name, they just be saying a word. They don't say Rosebud. They don't announce it. You don't even stick your chest out when a motherfucker say your name. When I named myself Rosebud, I adopted everything I ever knew about roses, the color and all. The thorns, nigga, why you got a name like Rosebud? Nigga, like a rose, bud, I have not fully bloomed, but I am a rose. But if you touch me in the wrong place, I got thorns and I will stick you. Nah, motherfucker. Hey, just because my name's soft don't mean I'm soft. Ain't that a bitch? I know what I'm talking about. You motherfuckers better learn it. When I arrive, I announce my motherfucking name. Who is it? Rosebud. I don't be saying no, it's Rosebud, man. Fuck that. I never simply said anything about me. Now I hear fools fucking my name up, talking about their name, Rosebud. I made my name mean something, just as pretty in front of a motherfucker's name meant something. It used to anyway. Now it's been fucked up. Pretty Willie, Pretty Tony, them niggas, all they had them names because it meant something. Now, I bet you this. I bet you didn't know in the day. I bet you didn't know that every single nigga named Pretty whoever was an ugly motherfucker, a fat motherfucker, something was wrong with this motherfucker in some kind of goddamn way. Otherwise, he's an ugly motherfucker, but he was gained up. It had nothing to do with his looks. Because Pretty Willie and Pretty Tony, whatever they fucking name is, ain't got shit to do. They might think they handsome because they just conceited bastards. The big scarred up motherfucker he might even say Pretty Scar. Shit, I know. That nigga know whoever called him Pretty. Hey, Pretty George, what's going on, mate? Whoever say that to that nigga, he knows it's giving him respect. And he pokes his chest. Hey, nothing to it, man. Just some more of it. Because he know he took that respect. Anybody giving him shit? And before you fucking know it, or before you knew it in a little while, that was his fucking name. Pretty whatever. Because we learned something else you motherfuckers don't know. Pretty is what pretty does. Period. You get a big fan motherfucking bitch, pay you like a dump truck. And you get a big old fat bitch, pay you like a dump truck loaded with gold. Which one you want? Shit. Motherfucker, if he was serious about his pimping, he earned that motherfucking name. And he got it from us. English is the only language where words can have so many meanings. For example, you know, just so you know what I'm talking about before I get into it. What's up? Up means how you doing? But you say that to a Jap, he say, what's up? He's from Japan, and he barely know English, but he know it. What's up? He gonna say, I don't know, because he ain't gonna see shit up. Because up means that, but to us, up means directions. Up means emotions. Man, I'm feeling way up, man. I'm just saying, it means a lot of shit. Direction up is the sky. Emotion up is happy. Direction down is below. Emotion down is sad. I mean, this ain't all bad. You know, as long as we know what and how to use the difference in the word. But you guys don't. You gotta say, there my shit is, Okay. T-H-E-R-E. But then you got the motherfuckers say, there my shit is T-H-E-Y apostrophe R-E. And you got motherfuckers that say, there my shit is with T-H-E-I-R. All them theirs have totally different meanings. But do you motherfuckers care? No. Just as long as it's getting the gist of what you're saying across. I'm telling you, so you motherfuckers be losing. If you want to get sharp and understand this shit, bring your ass to Sidewalk University. You're going to get sharp, not because you're going to dress better, but because you're going to know exactly what the fuck you're talking about whenever you open your mouth. And you're not going to have to study a whole bunch of shit. Chemistry, biology, you ain't got to study all that shit. This country, well, not this country, you got to stop watering down words and their meanings. You got to stop watering down this shit so you water it down so it can fit a lesser category. Come on, man. We got to stop killing ourselves by accepting these watered down versions of a word. The one thing the white man used to take everything from us was definitions. When they define it, they take it. They used to ask us, what is soul? Jesus Christ, what is it? And we didn't know, we know it was just us. So we would say it's in our feet. It's in the way we walk. It's in the way we dance. You know, I got it. We got it. Talking about soul. This is the way we think. Never. I'm talking about, I don't care how much they ask that or how much we tried to explain it. They was white people. They could not understand it. Until Soul Train and American Bandstand became competitive. First, I think American Bandstand was on. And they'd be playing a song, Al Green or whoever, and the motherfucking Pecker Woods be dancing like they, I don't know. And then niggas didn't like American Bandstand. Then Soul Train came. And niggas on Soul Train got everything, you know, whatever they had problems. It was cool. And every once in a while, a nigga would come on American Bandstand and be dancing to the same song, but these Pecker Woods look crazy. Because they moving totally out of beat and shit. And when Dick Clark used to say, what is it? How do you move like that? It's soul. Look, soul. What is soul? Oh, black people got it. It's in our feet. You know, they just be talking like that. But what I'm saying is, once they became competitors, the same song would be on, and the niggas would be dancing like this, and they doing like this, and the white people doing like this. You know, they can do it like this. White people just do it. You know, and what I'm saying is they defined it. Soul is niggas move on the second and the fourth beat. White people move on the first and the third beat. That's why when they dance to the same song, they look so fucking different. And white people look like they out of step until they defined it. Then once they defined it, it was over because you guys don't even know what happened. That's why there ain't no soul music now. What happened was once they was able to define soul, they turned it into a phase of music called disco. Because them motherfuckers couldn't play on the second and the fourth beat, so they had to program some shit, whatever you call it, the electronic shit, keyboards or whatever, to play for them. But they would put this beat that's electronically made to a song and have an electronic song sound, because nigga shit was acoustic, you know, damn near. And I'm telling you, once they did that, that's where disco came in. And once they realized, white people, once they realized they can move on the second and the fourth beat, they just have to learn how to do it. That's when they start moving and singing, expressing their notes on the second and the fourth beat. And what came from that? Blue-Eyed Soul, George Michael, any of the Righteous Brothers, any of them motherfuckers. So what I'm saying is, the next thing you know, white boys and girls was being lauded as soul singers, blues singers, along with the country hillbilly shit, and the punk rock and everything else. Now, you don't see no nigga coming over here. A nigga might be playing in a group to, you know, play that shit. But niggas, per se, ain't trying to jump into that punk rock fucking bullshit. Because that's some white boy shit. Even though we know what it is. Now, white people can't know what it is. Because when they know what it is, they taking it. And that's what they did. Words are only as important as their meanings. And if we want to maintain some kind of control over our destiny, we got to take better care of the words we let Peckerwood take on. I'm just saying, we took good care of the word nigga until the rappers came. Everybody's niggas, they wiggers and whatever, jiggers for Japs and chiggers for Chinas. And I'm just stupid motherfucking shit. Why? Because they want to lessen the meaning of nigga. Otherwise, a white boy want to be able to call you a nigga. Because if you mean this, you're going to, yeah. No, man. In reality, it means this. So to me, progress is waiting for you to take it. Just take charge. And if you want to make progress in the new year, I hope you ain't waiting for it to find you. Contrary to what the fuck you've heard, progress is not looking for you. It's standing where you can see it, just out of your reach. And to get it, you got to start doing things different. When you think about it, you should move on your thoughts. That's me. And that's my graduates. Think it, do it. Think it, don't think about it. But if you think about it, don't think about what you thought about. What I'm saying is, that's what you guys did. On and on. What I'm saying is, if you don't move on what you think, you ain't gonna get shit but a punishment. You're gonna be punished by stagnation. 404, I see you, bro. What's up?
Yo, bro, what's going on with you, brother?
I'm good, man. What's happening with you?
Slow motion. Hey, I just wanted to ask you a question, because I've been saying the same thing about how the words are being watered down or flip-flopped over.
Yeah.
And I had seen it in the good book, how they say, you know, eventually, you know, the words not going to mean the same for what they should mean. So I'm like, what is a way that you can see, or do you see us being able to change this or spin it around to back where the words mean what they should mean and not? You know, because people catch a fad and they want to be cool, so they saying what the word means now instead of standing on what it originally means. So, you can turn that around?
The way you do that is what we doing now, talking about shit. And then what I'm saying is, when you say, when you don't sound like you off in the streets or nothing, but what I'm saying is when you're talking, man, I ran some games out abroad, you know, you shouldn't say that word there. You should say, man, I talked to her, I said this to her, blah, blah, blah. But using that word game is killing it. Using that whatever word to say what you're saying, unless it actually means what you're saying, then you shouldn't use that word, because that's what the Peck of Woods do, I'm telling you. They get the definition to mean any fucking thing, then they take it over. It has to mean something specific. That's why you're exclusive when you in this particular fraternity. You know, this particular group. Shit, man, them motherfuckers have to do things a certain way. You know, pimps. You know, that's why pimping ain't shit no more. They made it mean anything. They made it be anybody could be one. As before, otherwise, when you say pimp my car, you know, corporations be a pimp. But you close your eyes and say the word pimp. Do you see a corporation? Do you see a car? I mean, you know, motherfucking nigga jeweled up coming to your view. When you say the word hoe, you don't see no commodity. Because that's what they say. You know, a corporation could be the pimp, and what they sell could be the hoe. And the motherfucker they buy could be the trick. That's because you want to let words mean anything. You feel me?
Yeah. Yeah.
And we got to stop that. That's how we do it, man. Don't let nobody talk to you misusing words. Unless they know what they mean. You hear the word, you can't say that, man. But you can say what you mean when you say that word. And when they start talking some bullshit, then you can check them. Man, that ain't what that fucking word means. That's the way you do that. You can't get in no fight or nothing, but we got to do it, man. I'm serious, man. We don't do that, we're going to lose a lot. They already take over everything. They take over our language. They take over the dances. I'm talking about who is making the money spending records, DJs. Everybody but niggas.
Yeah.
Everybody but niggas.
And once they put that money on that word, it's gone.
Niggas spend where they spend, and they making a living and shit. But these Pecklewoods make almost as much money as actors. And they DJing. Pecklewoods, white boys. Man, fuck that shit, man.
Yeah.
They take everything.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, so.
And you know what? They take a lot, and it's sad to say it. We help them sell it, cause once we get a hold of it, once they see that we got it, and cause we set the trend, so then they come in on a level above that, like, okay, well, since he's saying that and he look cool online or whatever he's doing, okay, let's go ahead and market this, and then once they get marketed, man, everybody and mama jump on that bandwagon.
A motherfucker, he say the word pimp, they ready to pull a little pistol out and shoot you. Now they pimping the car, they pimping the house, they pimping everything. Long as them, because the word ain't, that word wasn't a word, wasn't in the dictionary. You can't use it. Until the Peckerwood started using it, now it's in the dictionary. But them is words we, because we ain't saying are not, or is not. We saying it ain't shit. It isn't shit. You aren't shit, man. You ain't shit, motherfucker. That's what we say. But that ain't no word when we was saying it. I'm just saying we got to look at shit like this. Fuck this bullshit, because if you get caught up in it, all you're going to do is see a way to make them some money. You ain't going to see how to make your damn self no money. I bet don't none of them motherfuckers tell you to look at that.
Oh no!
They don't give a fuck about us, man. So we gotta take it back and start caring about ourselves. Fuck the bullshit,
man.
Hey, man, that's some good shit. Thank you, bro. Hey, now, you know, you should like get the tools that you need to construct a new mentality, a new confident you. And anything that you think of that's not illegal and shit, you should get on it. You know, let's not get this shit twisted. I'm telling you, the statement about businesses as pimps and what they sell as the hoes is at the root of the chaos that's in the game now. Because every motherfucker want to be a pimp, but nobody want to go through what a pimp go through. So they want to say, playing this is just like a pimp. Selling these pencils is my hoes. Man, come on, you selling your pencils. 704, I see you. What's up?
Yo, what's good, bud? How you doing?
I'm good, bro. How about you?
I'm all good. I was calling up. I wanted to know, how can you decipher when you're learning information? How can you decipher between what's real and what's, you know, fake?
Well, I mean, it depends on who's talking first, where you're getting the information from. But then, let's say you know absolutely nothing about this particular conversation, and you just walk up on it, one of your buddies is in it, so you sit and you listen, and some of it sounded fantastic to you. If you don't really research whatever it is so you can get your own idea of what it is, you may be going for what you hear. Otherwise, if it sounds good, you don't go for it unless you research it. I remember the particular word that caught my attention. And the very moment I ain't talking to that motherfucker, I'm Googling that word. I do. Because I don't like to know what somebody's talking about. You know, I hear different words and I don't know what it means. And shit, I thought about Sidney Poitier this morning. And
yeah.
I never really thought about it. But he's like 1,000 years old. So I wondered if he was dead. I Googled that motherfucker. That motherfucker's still alive. He's 95. I'm just saying, you know, Google is not going to let you not know. But Google going to tell you some bullshit, too. Otherwise, what I'm saying is when you, let's say, this about the moon, and you Google it. Google gonna tell you, you know, the most popular version of what scientists have said about whatever that question is. But what I'm saying is, I don't know if you watch the shit, but they find in pyramids, they find in discarded shit on the moon, and they saying that some of that discarded shit is just space shit that hit the moon. But the pyramids and some other mountains look like caves and shit. Where did they come from? So I'm saying you never know, yeah. Man. You never fucking know. It's just you got to be able to take what you do know and add it to what you're hearing and make a conclusion. And it don't have to be correct, but that's the conclusion you going with, the one you made. And then, like I say, look that shit up. That's how I do it.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, I appreciate
it. Know it. Sure do, brother. Hey, now. See, that business shit, you know, this is whatever. That shit, there's real definitions for the word pimp, for the word hoe. Now, if you want to, you can relate any business as a pimp. And what they sell can be related as the hoe. And the customers could be the trick. But let's be honest, when you do close your eyes and see and think about those words, I mean, you don't see no vendor selling his goods. Now, if you want to look at a hoe as a vendor selling her goods, I guess you could say that. You don't see no goods slapping rubbers on a motherfucker's hand that's buying it. But do you see, you know, a motherfucker like me and a fine-ass motherfucking bitch, you know, getting some money whenever you think of those words? See, any person that's not qualified to do the real thing starts relating different shit in that thing to other shit that's not that thing to compensate for their own shortcomings. That's why they want the words to mean different shit. It's nothing short of hating on niggas like me and hoes when you say shit like that. Man, you know, these dogs is my hoes. Okay. You fuck them? Because I fuck my hoes. I don't know about you. You know, you might be one of the parents that believe you're not supposed to touch them. I don't know. But to prove my point, how many ways can you hit a home run? No one's going to answer it. How many ways can you hit a home run? Because everybody's relating that to baseball. What about if you were told, hey, I want you to go out and sell these candies. If you sell four of them, you're doing great. So just keep your chin up and go ahead. So you go out there and sell 40. Do you think you could relate that to a dunk or a home run? I do. I slam dunk that shit. I sold 40 of them. Or I hit a home run. I sold all 40 of them. I'm just saying. Can we all start accepting every man can't be no pimp? And every woman can't be no motherfucking hoe. So let's start calling a rock, a spade, and stop belittling motherfuckers by relating it to something that ain't got nothing to do about what they do. I warned you guys about fucking with punk bitches. I warned you. But you had to learn the hard way. And I hope I never find out what any of you motherfuckers' names are if you're losing to these fake motherfuckers. Because I'm going to say something. I already know your first name is Sucker and your middle name is Simp. But who you are, your last name, I mean, come on. I'm just saying real motherfuckers need to stop giving these technology-driven women your time. I just don't think they're worth it. It's not worth the effort you put into turning on your goddamn computer. What's going to happen, or I hope, the shit is going to start returning to what it was once before. There's going to be, it ain't going to be exactly like that. There's going to be little changes. But I'm telling you, the way shit is going, especially with this political bullshit, they're telling you you can't do this, you can't do that. Niggas don't, you know, start tripping. And the white boys don't even open up a can of worms. Because, you know, back in the day when we thought we wasn't shit and we still stood up, it was a different kind of stand-up than it's going to be now when we know, fuck you, Peck of Wood. It's going to be a totally different thing. Techno bitches. They ain't gonna bust a skinless grape because them motherfuckers are, well, I can't even say that word. But they just ain't shit. When will the techno motherfucking niggas realize this shit? You cannot do shit off social media. I'm talking about that's gonna be working in the streets. The social media is the substitute for realness. It's an offshoot of the fucking computer-generated games you motherfuckers play. Instead of playing it with the shit, Pac-Man, instead of playing it with the shit, you're playing it with people now. Why? Because you can be Pac-Man. You can be in that little game making moves and shit, as long as you don't get caught. I'm saying, I was alone in my motherfucking house on Christmas Day. And you know, that shit, Because in reality, I act like shit like that ain't shit. That shit fucked me up. You know, maybe not fucked me up, but I just really love to be around family during these times. And I was by myself. So, my daughter telling me she going to come over on Christmas Eve. And we going to eat and shit, blah, blah, blah. And she was saying different reasons for it. But her main reason was, you know, my friends ain't gay friendly. Wait a minute. So she pissed me off when she said that. I said, motherfucker, I ain't gay. You are. So you need to adjust. But then, you know, your friends need to be more gay friendly. Man, my friends ain't got to do shit. Well, I'm saying this little motherfucker, you better miss me with that bullshit because you and your bitch ass friends, you know, you the ones have to deal with that shit. You are the ones that think like that. So I ain't having you kiss that bitch in my house. I ain't even having y'all hugging and shit. And you know that because I didn't told you that. And you go for that. So ain't nothing wrong with some motherfucker daughter told my daughter that her dad ain't with the gay shit, blah, blah, blah. So what I'm saying is, you know, she, my daughter has to adjust. I don't have to. I have to accept or not, but I don't have to adjust. I accept you gay, motherfucker. I ain't mad at you. I'll help you and your girlfriend. But don't come in there acting like I got to go with the gay agenda. So if you need motherfuckers to, like, be gay for you to come around, then don't come. I told her just like that. Little bitch left. Well, no, that ain't why she left. She was going to leave anyway to go to her girlfriend's house with her mom and shit for Christmas. But what I'm saying is I was thinking about that shit like that. Then the motherfucker left. But that ain't what happened. But what I'm saying is that's the truth. You know, deal with reality. Don't be fucking around. I ain't letting no motherfucker dog my daughter because she gay. Don't get me wrong. But at the same time, I ain't letting her fuck shit up because, you know, she can't adjust to some motherfuckers that ain't with that gay shit. Everybody ain't with the shit. Which most of my friends ain't. Now, as wild as I have lived in my life, and as many chances I have taken and cheated death, I really am thankful I was one to be one of the ones that was blessed to see this ripe old age of 69. I'm telling you, I done had 69 Christmases. And it looks as if I will never tire of the joy this season brings, even if it don't last all year. I'm just happy to be as healthy and sane as I am. And I'm just really proud of Sidewalk University. I'm looking forward to a very productive 2022. How about you? What are you looking forward to? Okay. I realize that I can't depend on the normal indicators of what's good. If it's about me, shit, I would have deemed the holidays a bust. During the entire month of December, I didn't net what I made in the last couple of days. The amount is not important. What's important is my shit is becoming a standard. Something that dudes include in their to-do list. Because what I'm saying, as soon as Christmas was over, you see the date just the 27th, I made some money. I'm not saying just because I made some money. I'm saying people do what's important. Once Christmas is over, then whatever else comes. And right away, I was there for some people. That's big shit to me. It just gets more important in times like these because I don't really want to pressure anybody into deciding between your kids' presence than this shit I'm talking. Do I want these suits or do I want to get sharp mentally? I mean, that's your choice. You make that choice. But what I'm saying is, do I want to get my kids toys or do I want to get sharp mentally? I choose the toys. Every time. So you make the choice, and believe me, you can't be wrong because it's your choice. You just got to deal with the shit or the bullshit you think, whatever that is. I firmly believe I'm the only person or force in the world I need. And if I'm wrong, you know, I'll never find out because I'll be dead because of a goddamn mistake I made in thinking that shit. Why wait? Is shit going to come to you because you waited? I don't think so. I believe it's only coming to me when I don't wait. I don't wait, but I am prepared for it when it comes. So whether I generate it or stumble on it, I'm ready. Because there's one thing we know in the streets. It will come. So you got to understand that I'm genuinely interested in bettering you. I'm serious. I am 1,000% committed to Sidewalk University. I am committed to having bigger classes, and I'm committed to having, instead of Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, I'm committed to having two groups, one to meet Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. So I didn't implement that yet, but I'm about to because I'm telling you, I'm turning too many people down. Well, it's like turning them down because they can't do it right now. Some of them say, man, I'll just catch you later. I want to get them that money and get them in, but they don't want to wait to the next semester. I don't blame them. They might have the money next semester, so they might, you know, they know that. I don't. So I'm thinking, man, I'm missing these motherfuckers, but I might not be missing shit. What I'm saying is I'm making improvements. The thing is, I don't want you guys to continue to pretend to be someone or something you ain't. And the big thing to me is I'm seeing a lot of progress and how many of you motherfuckers are actually changing the way you think about shit. You know, I would just like to reiterate how little good it does you to think you are still in game about women from me and my videos. I'm offering whatever game you can get out of what I say in these videos. But I do know some of you think I'm really lacing motherfuckers to be pimps. Nah. I'm lacing you to see women for what they are and see you for what you are. There's value in both of you, but you got it twisted. Now, I've said this before, and I probably will say it again. What you motherfuckers get from my show is like knowing just enough karate to get your motherfucking ass kicked. You can't possibly, well, maybe you can, but I don't think you believe you really learning how to deal with women from my show. You know, those of you who have my courses can definitely make the claim that you know, are learning because I showed you how to learn and what to learn or what's important about learning in my course. Those of you who think I'm so stupid to give free shows that would circumvent my course are just where you need to be. On the outside, looking in, watching shit go back. The men who have stepped up, the men who have stepped their game up, the men who, because of what they got from the course, will not ever be where you are again. They were there. right where you are, probably sitting next to you, that empty seat next to you, that's that motherfucker that graduated Sidewalk University this on the 23rd. Now, because these motherfuckers took charge of making the change. They didn't wait for a change to make them. Most of you guys allow change to take charge of you. You wait until things change and then you start dealing with it. Okay. How's that working out for you, bro? I'm just being real. I'm coming and I'm not going to slow down. I'm going to put the pedal to the metal. My time is coming again. I know it. I might be Rolls Royce-ing again. I know that goddamn shit. Well, I might be able to be Rolls Royce-ing again, but I don't think I need that much no more. I'm just ready for whatever comes my way. I'm finna make moves in 2022 because I work hard. Although it probably appeared that I hardly work. I happen to know that you get several turns in life. And so far, I've only needed two or three. I work hard not to abuse my chances. So each time something good for me happens, the very next day I start on my next project. I don't sit around and bask in the glory. And that's because I'm one of the few people in the world who enjoys what the fuck they do. And you know what they say, when you enjoy your work, it's not really working. 2022 is going to be my year. But it don't mean that you can't share in the wealth with me. All it takes is preparation. I stay prepared for any possible opportunity I may come across, and it has paid off. If you get prepared and stay that way, you'll never miss a woman you shoot at. I know I don't. I mean, of course, I can turn down. You know, most times that shit don't happen because I ain't putting myself in a position to get turned down. I'm just putting myself in a position to be able to spit at baby. If she liked me, that's something else. See, in the unlikely event that you feel I'm full of shit, here's what you do. Stop listening to me. Just return to the days of listening to the pickup artists. Quit fucking with me. It's that simple. I ain't inviting you to stop. I love kicking it with you. But if, you know, some kind of way it perturbs you, just fuck it. What you do when you stop listening to me, then you're going to have to try as pretty hard. But just try as hard as you can not to laugh at them motherfucking fools that you go back to listening to. Because I'm sure you're going to hear the bullshit in what they're saying. Because I kid you not, Rosewood ain't no joke. Even though that you may feel that I'm full of shit, you cannot deny how much further you are in your quest to be a motherfucker. Just fucking with me. I've had a very good year, mentally and physically, and it's due to the amount of stress I avoid. When I finally learned or earned that knowledge that kept me from being, you know, qualified to teach at the junior college. Though there was a little bit that I didn't know at first. But I've experienced enough in these years, past 4 or 5 years, to be qualified for all of it. It all started when I finished my master's a few years ago, and, you know, I thought I was going to be able to, you know, fulfill my dreams and teach third grade. And, you know, the powers that be stopped me from, because I had a 33-year-old case. But none of that is important because I overcame that fucking shit. And I didn't get what I wanted as far as to teach third grade, but I got what I wanted as far as to teach. I just didn't know it would be in my own fucking school. They can't stop me, and I won't quit because they tried to make me quit. The fucking units that I needed, I got. And to all of my motherfucking friends, you know, all I want to say is I want you to have whatever the fuck it is you want. Just identify it and then don't stop. Go get it. I wish all you motherfuckers a Merry Christmas, every one of you. And with that, I guess, I mean, it's the holidays and it ain't really that many people out, so, you know, I guess that's why I ain't getting that many calls, but shit. I do want to say this, 2021 will be a year that I ain't gonna forget. I believe 2021 introduced me to a totally different way of moving. And thanks to the people I met, I learned that internet commerce better than I ever knew it. All of it did one thing this year. It put me in position to meet and deal with the people, the right people, the real movers and shakers of the entertainment industry. So just wait and see what I got coming for you in this new year. There ain't going to be no Rosebud product, but then again, every fucking thing I do is a Rosebud product. Shit. I'm going to say this last thing. People ask me all the time whether or not I feel I'm reaching today's young men. And you know what I tell them? I tell them that I sure do think the work I put in matters to most, if not all, the motherfuckers I speak with. I made a conscious decision a few years ago that I was going to change the attitudes of these dudes. The best of my ability, 516, what's up?
Hello?
Yeah, what's happening?
Hey, what's up, Rosebud? I got a question.
Come on.
You were saying that you wanted to teach third grade, and I had a dream, too, of wanting to play ball like many kids do. My question for you is, how did you deal with that emotion when you didn't get what you wanted? Like,
not
I went through a downward spiral.
You said, how did I deal with not getting what I want?
Yes.
Bro, let me tell you something. Coming up in the streets, you don't get what you want half the time. So if you let that shit stop you or trip you out, you ain't going to make it. You get, okay. You know, serious business, it's about 50-50. You want this, you don't get it. You want that, you do get it. It's just that it's 50-50, but the 50 that you do get is like three times more than the 50 that you don't get as far as mentally.
Okay.
So you're perfecting it. Huh?
So it outweighs it.
Yeah, it outweighs it, even though it's number-wise equal. The 50% benefit of the winning outweighs the 50% of losing.
Cool.
You got to just live, man. You sound young. How old are you?
26.
Yeah, you young.
26.
You're not too young, though, bro. You better get your shit together in the next year or so you can make moves, man. You all right?
Cool. Appreciate
all right,
you, Rosebud.
All right, brother. I appreciate you, too. Hey, you guys, I'm gone, man. This is beautiful. Hey, the holidays is for you. The holidays, especially the end of, you know, Christmas and shit, it's the sign off. This week, you sign off from 2021. Let all the bullshit go from 2021 and prepare for motherfucking 2022. I'm out.